My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Into Tomorrow continues from the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. I'm Dave Graveline. We are broadcasting here from Chicago, Illinois this week at this Chiefs of Police Convention, talking about all kinds of very cool technologies available today and into tomorrow from a lot of very cool companies, including our next guest who's been on the show before, but it's been a while. I'm glad that we're able to connect back up with him from Axon and all the involvement of many things that they are doing. He's the CEO and founder, Rick Smith. Rick, welcome back into tomorrow. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be with us. You have one of, if not the biggest exhibit here, I think, and it's always been crowded every time we've walked by with law enforcement literally from around the world and security companies and just everybody interested in what you're showing. What are you showing here at IACP?
Well, we are showing what's coming tomorrow. So, you know, we're all about building a future. Like I write about in my book, The End of Killing, our mission is to make it unnecessary for police to ever kill someone. So we're showing our next generation of weapons, body cameras. The big line is for our virtual reality experience. So people come through. Have you had a chance to go through it yourself?
Not yet, because the line's been too long. Oh. So yeah.
We might be able to sneak you through the back VIP entrance.
You know people.
But yeah, we're in there. We're really sort of showcasing how, you know, law enforcement can be very different if we make it easier for them to access information, you know, easier to live stream video from events so dispatchers and commanders can know what's happening. I mean, imagine in this day and age what it's like when there's a police-involved shooting, and now you're the command staff trying to figure out what's going on, just listening to a bunch of people yell over a radio. Like, almost impossible. Yeah. So we now have video live streaming cameras. So when something's happening, you can turn on the cameras and watch live multiple perspectives from body cameras, from the car cameras, even from drones we can now live stream. So it is going to be a complete game changer for our police customers. And then our new Taser 7 weapon is really increasing the effectiveness of tasers, which means less and less of the time are police going to have to resort to their guns.
And of course, when we first had you on years ago, you were tasing a couple of our producers, one who yelled, "Don't tase me, bro," as you were tasing him. And I thought it was, of course, you had permission. I had them sign away their rights. But the fact is that that was a consumer product as well, and for protection, right? You had folks that use some of these devices when they're walking alone in a dark parking lot or something like that, and just feel safer knowing that they've got something like that that's not lethal.
Yeah, absolutely. We started as a consumer product business. Look, in this country, there are some dangerous places. And if your only choice is to carry a gun or not, there's a lot of people that aren't comfortable with that. Although even, in fact, most of our taser owners are gun owners too. And they tell us, hey, I don't want to use my gun unless I absolutely have to. If I can use the taser, or I can keep it in my car in a state where, you know, I can't carry a car legally or a gun legally in my car, that's great. And it's all about, for us, what we can do to give people more options so they don't end up killing each other.
And as a former police officer, you're trained to shoot to kill if you have to. If you have to use lethal, action of any sort against some subject who's running at you with a machete or another gun or any number of things. But more and more, of course, are using tasers because it's not lethal. And they have that ability to say, I'd rather not take the life if I can avoid that. And it has been working and saving lives.
It has. But a big part of what I'm doing this year, and the reason for the book and some of the speeches I'm doing here, is we're setting this context that in the next 10 years, I believe taser-like weapons are going to surpass the immediacy and effectiveness of a handgun. And that's going to be a game changer, because right now, the only way to truly, truly reliably and effectively stop someone is a gun. But we can envision a world like the weapons that Captain Kirk had on Star Trek, right? He didn't need to shoot bullets at people because he had these energy weapons that he could also set to stun and wouldn't have to take a life. And that is a big, big change in thinking. And so while I've committed we will get there within a decade, we wanted to start the conversation with police now. What does this mean for training? What does this mean for ethics and morality and liability and all the issues that come with what it means to have to take a life, and what means we can go to avoid it?
That's interesting. And of course, into tomorrow, this is happening. So I'm glad that you guys, as always, staying at the forefront of these kinds of things. And you hear a lot of people, of course, around the world, certainly in our country, complaining about guns and too many guns and so forth. I never hear anybody complaining about a taser type weapon for self-defense, for protection.
Yeah, that's a great point. We there's a lot of concern about police use of the weapon, because they get concerned, well, are police using it too soon? And frankly, that's why we started in the body camera business, so we could record how police were using it and make sure it was being used appropriately. But for personal self-defense, it is just way, way, way less dangerous or deadly than shooting somebody with a gun. And I think everybody just gets that.
For sure. Now, tell me about the end of killing. This is how our newest technologies can solve humanity's oldest problem, by Rick Smith, your new book, with some interesting quotes from a lieutenant colonel, for example, who says an absolutely essential argument for applying technology toward less lethal solutions. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so our oldest problem is we kill each other. And that's actually older than humanity itself. You know, like when we were, still before we became human, we were killing each other. And ultimately, what's really exciting about this project is I wrote the book. It sounds like I'm crazy if I say, oh, we're going to stop killing each other. But if you actually look at the data, there's a great book by Steven Pinker out of Harvard called Better Angels of Our Nature. And he shows that over the last 500 years, we have reduced the amount of killing in the world dramatically. Your and my chance of being killed by somebody is 1/500th of what it was if we lived in medieval Europe. What we don't realize is people used to kill each other all the time. That's how they resolved disputes, right? I mean, there was piracy and public witch burnings and all sorts of terrible things. Now, though, if you look at why we kill each other today, there's one reason. Because we have to stop a threat. That's the only legitimate reason, at least, to kill someone. Is, hey, I had to stop this person who's attacking me. And what I'm saying in the book is that last yard, we're on the 1 yard line to punch it home. We just have to get to where we have alternatives to lethal force that are just as effective. And once that happens, there's not going to be a valid reason you would actually kill anyone anymore, and we will reach the end of killing.
Wow. Well, real quick, because I know you've got to run to yet another board meeting and so forth, and the booth, again, is so packed, so popular. What else are you showing here at IACP that's getting so much attention?
Well, what we've built for law enforcement, we started as a weapon company, and then we started doing cameras, and we realized, much like with the iPod, the software was really important in addition to the hardware.
Good analogy.
It is, really, because, I mean, for police, once they record a video, they got to manage it. What do they do with it? And so we run the largest network of software in the world for public safety. We have almost 80 million gigabytes of police audio video stored in evidence.com, our solution. And now we're launching drones. We're launching a new in-car system that has automatic license plate readers that helps police read license plates. You know, today, most police officers drive around typing in license plates while they're driving. That's not very safe. So our new cameras will read the plates, automatically detect the number, and run the check for them automatically so they can focus on driving. You know, it's kind of like lecturing my teenager, hey, don't text in driving. And I'm sitting with our customers going, I don't think we're supposed to be typing while we're driving. Anyway, so we've got a whole bunch of technology that's enabling police to focus more on what they're doing and less on fiddling with, you know, their computers or their cameras while they're supposed to be doing, legitimately focused on other things.
I'm sure you've seen this network TV show called 911, very popular show. I like it. And as a former law enforcement officer, it's the kind of stuff that, that doesn't really happen. But what does happen is they're always using body camera footage as part of their TV show, and it's always got Axon on it. And I thought, wow, I wonder how much Rick paid for that. Or is it just because they know that's how you get that kind of footage? You talked about even the ability to do live footage for command staff to watch something going on. Probably not unlike the president in the Situation Room watching what goes on, you know, with the Delta Force or something of that sort. Pretty cool technology.
Yeah. As a science fiction guy, some of the inspiration came from the old 1980s movie Aliens. I don't know if you remember, and they're watching the live video stream. You know, the arts is a great place to take inspiration. And, you know, for us, it was, man, that would be such a powerful capability. And you're right. We didn't pay for the product placement there because everyone from New York to LA, Chicago, Washington, all the biggest agencies are using our cameras and our software.
Very cool. The End of Killing. Check out Rick Smith's book as well, How Our Newest Technologies Can Solve Humanity's Oldest Problems. We will link you to Axon, AXON.com for more information. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us here at the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention in Chicago. Delighted to get you back on the show again.
Fantastic. I'll do it anytime, Dave.
All right. Our pleasure. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline here on the Advanced Media Network.